Show.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I have a confession to make.
Okay.
Never actually seen Crocodile Dundee.
Well, that's a shame.
Never once in my life.
There's not one, there's three.
There's...
Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles, very disappointing film.
Is that the third? Is that, I assume
that's the third.
Yeah, okay, all right. Because of that, I'm having a difficult time coming up with Australian things to signal that we might be getting close to giving away Keith Urban tickets with our Keith Urban double play that we are doing all week. I'm thinking this is really about as Australian as I can get right here.
You know what's funny about this song?
Yeah.
When I first went to Australia and I met my brother-in-law, we were talking about how Texas has all these Texas songs. He's like, yeah, I mean, you guys are just like so proud in America in general. And I was like, yeah. But I mean, y'all have Australian songs and things. He's like, yeah,
sure,
but you don't really hear them. He turns on the radio, literally the first song
no.
I hear. Like, that will stay with me forever. And then he, like, rolls his eyes. He's like, never plays. I'm like, whatever, James. Whatever.
I would like to believe that this is, like, an hourly thing that legally has to be played in Australia because it's expected.
Australian pride is...
They're about on par with Texans, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They're America's they're the world's
Australia
Texans.
First.
Yeah, absolutely.
Times a million.
But they really, really do love being Australian. So I do feel like there should be more material out there for me to use for
I've got a ton. I don't know what you're talking about. I feel like you didn't really look. I mean, Crocodile Dundee was the beginning and end of it for you?
Yes. What else is there that's Australian?
Well, what do you want?
I want songs. I want
stories.
Songs would be a great start. I feel like we're a music based. I feel like we are as a music based format. Songs might be the way to go. My problem.
Do you want informational songs?
Is there
folk songs?
Geez, how far down the rabbit hole? Okay, you know what? We'll save this for later. In the meantime, you are listening for two Keith Urban songs in a row. Whenever you hear two Keith Urban songs in a row, be caller 10 713-881-5500. We will send you to Keith Urban just like that. Because Australian. See the tie-in? That's
he was born in New Zealand.
Oh, son
he
of a...
He grew up in Australia. He's Australian.
Biscuit.
He's Australian. But he was born in New Zealand. I'm just saying,
okay.
If you wanted then to maybe add in some Flight of the Conchords. Technically
fair,
not out of place.
The Kiwis and Lord of the Rings are fair game. Good morning.
I'm shiny.
Happy Tuesday. It's Frito Katie. Frito Katie, the Bull. Good morning. Thank y'all for being here today.
Jimmy Kimmel's back on TV tonight.
That's right.
Interesting. Details next. What's trending for Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
So, Jimmy Kimmel.
Back.
Returning to TV.
Yeah.
Tonight.
That's right.
Guess he wasn't fired or canceled due to governmental pressure. Not by President Trump or the FCC. Just temporarily suspended by his employer. Because they thought what he said was ill-timed and insensitive. We'll go through the rest of this and what it means, but first, Jelly Roll gives a pep talk to his son's football team. Or an NFL team.
Do we know which
they
one?
They are usually one and the same.
The Tigers don't lose. The Tigers learn. Is that a deal?
Yeah.
We don't look at that as a loss. We look at that as a learning experience. We learned something from that today. Everybody goes home and knows something they can do a little better, and everybody can go home and know something they did really good.
Okay. No, that's a good lesson. That's great. That's amazing. Amazing.
It was actually a lot longer. I don't know if they just started recording too late.
Well, he can go. Like, if you're just like, yeah, if he gets on a roll, like, he can go for a minute.
Hey, listen, man, this is part of it, baby. You have good days and you have bad days, but above everything, you have fun and you stick together. Y'all remember, y'all are a team. Y'all figure out how to get tighter and be better together, all right? That's right, though.
Amazing.
Did y'all have fun out there? boys shout back, yes, sir. Did y'all learn something? Yes, sir.
Amazing.
And then you hear the...
Let's go get pizza.
Who brought the oranges? Which was the only thing missing from the NFL locker room chat that you played semi-recently with Jelly. Let's talk loaded water.
Yeah.
Who is it? Is it Gatorade that has the commercial where they claim it's better than water and it's more hydrating than water?
Yeah,
every
sure.
time I hear it, it just makes me laugh.
We all know what it makes us think of. All right. We're all right there. We've all seen the movie. Yes.
Oh.
It's the better than water, electrolytes, all that stuff.
I just don't think it's true.
It's absolutely not true. It's made up. They're trying to sell you something.
Of course, and they have been for a long time. So the latest trend in hydration, of course, loaded water, which is water that's just dressed up to encourage you to drink more of it. It's been going on for a long time because you started with those Mios. And the flavorings and things,
that's
pour into it that had zero calories and things.
That's nothing new.
Now it comes in all sorts of forms, plain, sparkling, coconut water, electrolyte powders, prebiotic sodas, or using fresh fruit to enhance flavor and boost nutrition. Though, happened for a long time. Yeah, prebiotic
What does
sodas.
That mean? Should I even ask?
Well, have you not seen Poppy? Like, there are those beverages...
I've seen
that claim
that
to be
familiar.
A prebiotic health drink.
Is that the idea there?
Yeah, they marketed Poppy as a drink that was good for your gut health.
Okay.
It was like an alternative to soft drinks.
Look,
but it was good for you.
Maybe, you know.
It's not.
Okay, never mind.
And if you want to cash in on the $8.9 million settlement, your deadline is Thursday. They say it was misleading. Mm-hmm. It's not backed by science.
Of course, it's not.
So if you bought the beverage between January 2020 and July 2025, you can get paid. Now, you do have to have proof of purchase, which is kind of a bummer. But without it, you can get up to $16.
Hey,
if you bought it a lot, you can get more.
That's bottom line.
Submit your claims.
Yeah, go get your $16.
Get your money. And back to Disney. They are bringing Jimmy Kimmel Live back to late night TV tonight.
Yes.
After very briefly suspending the show. The company said in a statement the pause was meant to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country.
Mm-hmm.
Following his monologue about Charlie Kirk's death. Two major station owners we talked about, Nexstar and Sinclair, had announced that they would not air the program following said monologue, which caused everybody to just take a step back and look at everything. Now, I'll tell you this. Sinclair will not be running Jimmy Kimmel tonight.
Uh-huh.
They have announced they will still preempt Kimmel's show, and as they're continuing to negotiate with ABC, they're going to play news programming. I haven't seen what Nexstar is going to do.
That's
going to
be the interesting thing, because a lot of this did have to do with affiliates, which is again, I can't get into the weeds on this. No one cares. It's just a complicated scenario because
everybody cared, so you should care.
You have affiliates that are... you know, that are in control of their own destiny to some extent, but they're the ones that bear all the risk if someone says something stupid.
Which is why they don't
TV.
Want to run Jimmy Kimmel, because they think
afraid.
That he's not going to apologize. If anything, he's going to double down.
And then they
and
might
it's
catch
their
a case.
License on the line.
Yeah. So they, and because they have lawyers, those lawyers advise them to be cautious. And so then you have, or they get a lot of complaints about this show and they don't want to run it. They want to run something else. That is different than ABC Disney doing it. Than ABC Disney can make their own. It's really complex. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see A, what he does on the air, and B, what the other affiliates decide to do. Because the only thing I've seen is the Sinclair stuff. That's the only ones. And yeah, there's a lot of other little television groups that have to make decisions based on all this.
But all that to say, if you were a big fan, he's back tonight. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
The Money Minute. Your chance to win $100 cash on our show every single day.
As was accomplished not 24 hours ago by our boy Christian.
Oh, he's the third person to do it in history.
All y'all got a lot to say about the Money Minute.
They said it couldn't be done.
Christian said no.
Hold my beer.
It absolutely can be done. All you got to do is knock out the 10 questions. That's it. And he did it. And he won. And he's on the board. And he gets his $100.
He's getting paid.
So there.
Now we want to get you paid. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Sounds daunting. So here's an answer to today's quiz. Bernie Madoff.
Well,
Bernie Madoff. Now you only need 9 questions right, and you win cash money.
Sign up online. We could be calling you. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Nick Russo is up here early today. We are going to take advantage of that to discuss something that I think needs to be discussed. We'll get into that next. Frito, Katie, The Bull. Big shout out to our friends at the Pasadena Rodeo who've been amazing this year. And again, still will be amazing. We've got a lot of times to be out there. Nick Russo, who is joining us this morning. Good morning, Nick. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thank you. I think I'm going to run for mayor of Pasadena after
he's
this.
Out there. He's out there every day.
I don't know. The mayor's there.
Yeah, the mayor's also there.
I know.
He ain't giving up that spot. but one of the things Nick has done thus far, and we are going to be doing at some point, is mutton busting. We have a pretty
We are not mutton busting.
No, Lord, that would be silly.
There's a limit.
I'm actually trying to cut weight so I can.
we are judging.
And we have judged mutton busting before, which is what fascinated me so much about Nick, who is about the most ruthless mutton busting judge
I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Guys, I grew up going to rodeos, and I when I go to a rodeo and I watch the bull riding or the bronc riding or the barrel or bareback riding, whichever one it is, I'm like, I'm actually trying to see if I can get it exactly what the judges get. Like, right. I take it serious. Like, right. 50% goes to the animal, 50% to the rider. And that's the way we're going to do it.
When there's money on those. Those are important.
I think prestige is awesome.
This is my thing. Nick, absolutely. Nick was giving out some scores
that honestly I never would have given out.
What is your rationale with giving a kid
a 72, which is a completely substandard score, man?
You have to leave room for wiggle, right? You have to. So, originally, the basement was 75. They took a few steps out, and the kid fell off.
Oh, my God.
But then...
Nick!
But then... Nick. So I thought that was as bad as it got, but then there was someone, as soon as they opened the gate, the rider fell off. And if you can't make it 2 steps, I can't give you 75.
Have you ever heard of Send the Crowd Home Happy, Nick? Like, it's a kid
they're already in the
on
arena.
A sheep. Yeah.
They don't qualify for it. They're there.
I'm going to give you, if it's Houston... If it's the big show.
If it's for the big stakes and your score is going to determine...
They don't even score them there.
Whether or not you get somewhere, right? Or you get the buckle
exactly.
or you get whatever, that's different.
Yeah, exactly. If this is that they're already... Everyone who signs up gets
fun,
a turn
Nick.
On the dirt.
This is for
fun.
And
you know what? They can take that score home and feel good about themselves
unless it's Nick Russo,
who is going to hold you to account if you fall off after 2 steps.
Does it make it... Well,
I pride myself on authenticity, y'all.
Look, I appreciate that. I do. But we have been told that Pasadena Rodeo, they do not allow the kids not to ride.
So yes.
In Houston and in San Antonio, where we've dealt with it before.
There's a bailout option.
They would pull the kid off.
There's
the
a bailout
too
option.
Scared. They'd be like, absolutely not. We can't do it. Sorry, mom and dad. This kid cannot ride this. They don't do that at Pasadena. They
in Pasadena,
them,
where
they
it's
make
real.
Them go.
Yeah,
it sounds
exactly.
like a 68 to me or a 6'7". Yeah, that's a 6'7".
All right. I am so confused by this conversation. I'm wondering if we're off base.
You give all the kids high 80s, low 90s until you see the obvious runaway winner. And then you give them a 97.
But you have to leave room for another obvious runaway winner.
That would be a 98 or a 99, Nick. Or 100. Perfect score.
And we're not saying, people, I'm not saying
all the way back through the
pull shoots. A Jesse Watt and give everyone 100s
exactly.
across the board. I'm saying, like... Did Nick go too far? Is Nick right? Are you supposed
this
to be
is not
ruthless?
About participation trophies before anyone calls
don't, no,
in.
No, we're not
still
asking
scoring
that.
Them.
They're still scoring. They're still
but
doing the work.
There's a way to make them feel
that,
nice.
That child does
good.
Not know
in
what
theory,
the score is.
They're
they have
not
no
be a
idea.
Trust me, there's some of they. Nick, you know when you got the lowest score now, didn't you?
It's not a real job.
713-881-5500. We are due for this on Thursday, so I want to meet her expectations.
We're gonna judge my committee. We're gonna overrule him.
How do you want us to judge this? It's your kids. You tell us. Talk to y'all next.
When Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Nick Russo.
Just a
Judgy McJudgerson over here.
Just a ruthless judge. Like, again.
Just destroying children's dreams.
Yeah.
Out of mind busting.
Like,
giving them low scores because he can.
Giving them low scores because they didn't earn a high. You know what I'm saying?
In
giving
his
them a win.
Eyes.
Yeah. Just.
In his eyes.
Right. I thought you're supposed to be easier going with these little babies. So you're supposed to give them a score, makes them, you know, at least, you know, just not feel bad about themselves.
Yeah. They're still still room for improvement.
Yeah.
But not, nah, maybe my dreams of being a cowboy / cowgirl / fire truck, we've heard their answers, are now dashed.
Or is he right? I don't know. Frito and Katie, what do you think?
All right, so Nick is absolutely right.
He's not right.
Hold on.
The lowest should be at 85.
Hear me out here.
Yeah.
Every kid wants to be a winner. They all go in there to compete to win.
Yes.
Okay? Some are going to lose a little bit more than the others will. That doesn't mean that they're a bad rider. That means that they have room to improve for the next time so they can earn their 80, their 85, their 90.
He's giving them that jelly roll speech. You didn't lose, you
learned. Absolutely.
You didn't lose, absolutely. You learned. Except
the scoring is not based on anything.
Yeah.
Except how Nick feels in the moment.
Well, so it's like, who's won is it anyways? The points don't matter, and someone's going to be a winner no matter what.
So if that's true, can't you make them lose a little closer?
Yeah, if the points don't matter, then, why not make it higher?
You almost got there. You almost got there. You were like an 89.
Instead, they have 28 points for improvement? Based on what?
So you're telling me you expect 16 kids to be an 88 and an 89 and then one kid to be a 97?
No.
We said high 80s. Yeah, you got exactly. The low 90s.
I'm not saying every kid gets 100.
Yeah, not every kid gets the same score.
You have a winner. That's clear. But, like, you don't give them, like, you don't give them a 50. You don't zero them out. You don't give them a 72 because there's no reason for that. Like, if the kid got on the sheep and then got up after he fell off the sheep.
Yeah, how did they get off? That's important.
Exactly. Yeah. Was there an aerial move? Some of these kids,
Did they have a hand up in the air?
Exactly.
Was the outfit really fly?
There's some reason. You can walk away with some reason to give your kid or give that kid
more than
a 72. But hey, if people disagree, go on Nick Russo night. If you want your kid to be affirmed in their riding skills, well, you know where to be on Thursday. Frito and Katie are going to be out
Nick
there.
Nick will be bringing down the average, but...
Is he judging with us again? Okay. We'll keep that in mind. Dude, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, y'all.
All right, dude. Oh, what's that?
This is going to be a giant learning curve for myself and Terry and for the Rangers. I'm going to teach them
the
crock
hunter,
techniques
Katie.
That I've utilized with the alligators, and they're going to show me a few techniques for training Army Rangers.
Quintessentially Australian. I wonder what that means. Why are you looking at me like you're disappointed? That is.
I just feel like you grabbed these clips very hastily and maybe not a lot of thought went into them.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Okay. Look, again, we will turn
Left
this
a
over.
Bit to be desired.
We'll turn this over to you. This is about as far as my Australian knowledge goes, frankly. Just a heads up, again, maybe a sign that a Keith Urban song might be coming up. You know, maybe two Keith Urban songs. Sooner rather than later.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Tanya. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How's everybody doing?
I know we're trying to figure out why Joey isn't getting back to you. So that's about where we're at right now. Clue us in. Give us some additional info.
Well, you know, he likes live music. So I took him to a show.
Okay. All right. Who was playing?
Well, I don't know if I really want to say. I'm probably going to think it's really lame or something.
You said you listened to the show, though, right?
God, I mean, kings of lame.
So who did you guys go see?
Well, one of my friends in Houston owns this bar, and they were having a Pantera cover band.
Why would we think a Pantera cover band was lame?
Well, I mean, a lot of people, they think this kind of crap's just kind of mid, so... A bunch of randos kind of getting together and forming a tribute band or something. I don't know. I mean, I guess I get it, but, you know, I love it personally.
No, we're right there with you.
Man, we are obsessed with this Journey tribute band.
Yes, we are.
We've seen them a few times. They are amazing.
Oh, man.
Infinite Journey, if you want to check them out.
Yeah, go check their site. So where is this fear that, like, cover bands are lame coming from? Like, are you projecting it because you think he might not like them or did that just ruin your chances?
No, he really loved it.
Oh.
Like, I mean, he's kind of a country type, so I didn't think he'd be all that into it. I'm going to put it out there that the bar is kind of a dive. The band was awesome, though. So I just think he felt right at home. He's the more off the beaten path type places or whatever, you know, he's into that.
Right.
So he doesn't like the popular crowded, you know, dance clubs. And honestly, I think by the end, he was more into the group than I was. Mm. I don't know if it was their music or the five tequila shots. I'm not real sure what to credit for it, but either way, unless he's like some kind of secret actor, the date was not the problem.
So what was?
I don't know. I mean, he was complaining that he hurt himself in the mosh pit. I know. Mosh pit. I said that out loud. I think he did at some point, but that's seriously the only thing that even came up as a slight negative for the entire night.
I didn't even know they still did those.
Yeah,
anymore.
I'm glad you had the same reaction to that.
Well, I know, right? That's what I was thinking. I'd like, I mean, how old are y'all? But I don't know. Cowboys from hell, a whole lot of tequila, sort of be to expected on some kind of level, but, you know.
I don't know, man. It's a Pantera cover band. It's a dive bar. That sounds like he was having a blast. Let's just get down to business, see if we can get him on the phone, and we'll go from there. We're going to talk to Joey next with Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Was not expecting Tanya to say they went to a Pantera concert.
I mean, I'm kind of impressed. That seems like a hard band to cover, but like, if there's a good one out there, I'm there. I'm absolutely
that
there.
That was a total surprise.
Yeah.
But she said Joey was super into it, that the band gained a new fan, and he was in the mosh pit for crying out loud.
Yeah, he was into it. Yeah, he absolutely into it.
My knees hurt just thinking about that, but
God, mosh pit.
Let's see if we can't get Joey on the phone, figure out where this whole thing went wrong. Hey, Joey. Is this Joey?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
Hey, Joey. We're Frito and Katie from The Bull.
Wow. What can I do for you?
Well, we heard you like concerts.
Yeah, absolutely. I love concerts.
You know what? Honestly, I'm glad to hear you still feel that way after the story we heard. Anyway, we got an email from Tanya about you and her and the Pantera tribute band, right? You remember Tanya?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I do, yeah.
Come on, man.
Why the unfortunately? Yeah. What's unfortunate about it?
Probably... I guess the fact that she's kind of an uncaring.
Right. Okay. Whoa. So we're just going to just sprint out of the gate hot this morning, huh?
Yeah. Okay. That might have been a full swing that I should have pulled, but.
Yes.
But yeah, kind of how I feel. I mean, it's just that, well, tell me how you feel about this, man. I mean, we went to watch this cover band in Houston at her friend's bar, right? Mm. And we were getting all hooked up from her friend, and they gave us a tab, and it was a really great time. It was a blast. And that, you know, at some point, a mosh pit breaks out because we were seeing a Pantera cover band.
I know.
Which I wasn't sure I was going to be into, but I really liked it because I never got to see Pantera when they were an original lineup. And I thought, well, this might be kind of exciting.
I know.
And so I got kind of pumped, and we're watching it. We're having a good old time. And then a small mosh pit broke out in the middle of the floor, and me being a bonehead, I'm thinking, that looks awesome. So I jumped in.
Right in there.
And started hanging out, bouncing off people, and having a good old time. And then comes an instant where I'm realizing now that I'm not as young as I used to be, because I fell and totally screwed up my wrist. I thought I had broke my wrist.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I'm like, So I went back to tell Tanya about it, and she had no sympathy whatsoever for me. Huh. I mean, just nothing.
Whoa. Excuse me, Joey. Sympathy? Sorry, what were you expecting me to do?
Yeah, that's a good question. What did you want her to do?
I don't know. I mean, it was just, you know, I knew I had really messed myself up, and I thought, you know, maybe when I came up to her, she would be somewhat concerned, or maybe, you know, just have some sympathy for me, but she just kind of rolled her eyes and was kind of making fun of me, saying, you know, grown man, you shouldn't be in a mosh pit anyway. What were you thinking?
Okay, well, whose fault do you think that was? You jumped in a pile of people slamming themselves all over this tiny dive. Did I miss the part where someone dragged you in there against your will?
No, I mean, you know, I get it. I mean, it's, you know, it was one of those, hey, y'all watch this moments. But, you know, I thought it'd be fun, but I didn't think I was going to hurt myself. And when I did, I was hoping, all right, maybe she'll have some sympathy for me, or maybe we can run and have it checked out, or at least maybe stop by a Walgreens or something so I can get a wrap. Just something to kind of help me, because it hurt like hell. Yeah, some Advil would have been nice.
Yeah, obviously.
But just something, because, you know, it was just like, no, deal with it. You did it. You deal with it. So I was like, nah. Okay.
You know, common sense here would tell me that a grown man shouldn't jump in the middle of what is essentially just four maniacs bashing their heads and crashing hard wild all over the front face.
Four people.
Four. It was a major monster.
It was like a four corner. It was like bad pickleball.
Four corner.
And you know, the place is not built for that.
No.
So
no,
it wasn't a freaking warp tour. This is what people say about playing stupid games.
Well, damn, Tanya, he broke his arm, for goodness sakes.
I actually didn't break it. I went and got it checked out. I thought I had broken it because it hurt like hell, but it turns out I just sprained it, a decent sprain on it. But still, I thought it might have been
broken. Gosh. Of course it was just a sprain, you old man. You were moving and everything. There was no swelling. I mean, come on, guys. I just clearly misunderstood this whole situation. I should have given this fool a little SpongeBob Band-Aid and kissed his little boo-boo, and then everything would be okay. I don't know. Dude. Can you even imagine what would he would be like if he got the sniffles? Holy Jesus, I'd be running soup and all kinds of I can't deal with that.
Good Lord. Oh, guys, thank y'all for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys. I've got the truth.
She's cold, man. That's cold.
Cold. Ow.
Dude, he thought he broke his a little. Just gave him the eye roll. Just if the roles were reversed,
no.
How would that hit you?
How drunk do you have to be to get into a four-person mosh pit?
Super drunk.
That's a good idea.
Super drunk.
She didn't take it seriously because she didn't think he was seriously injured. I'd like to think that if he had been, she'd have acted more appropriately.
What do you guys think? Did he deserve a little sympathy?
Did she get driven to the hospital?
Yes, absolutely. All right, back after this on Frito and Katie.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull.
So cold.
Let's see if she was. If people think Tanya messed up by not immediately offering aid.
Yeah. Just a little sympathy. She offered an eye roll.
Oh, God.
Eye roll.
Don't, Joey.
Howdy. What do you have for us today?
Tell that guy he needs to run as fast as he can away from that woman.
I know.
He's uncaring.
I know. Yeah, right? I mean, that's heartless.
God. On a first date, that's the way she reacts. Can you imagine what it would be later on?
Can we talk about his behavior? He jumped into a tiny little mosh pit at a tiny little bar.
Oh, he's an idiot for that, no doubt.
How embarrassing. She was probably just like, what's happening?
Yeah.
He was having a good time and wanted to just go with the flow. So I don't blame him too much. I probably would have jumped in the mosh pit too.
Hey, look at you.
He was going with the flow until he got a paper cut.
Oh, stop
it. And then it was the end of the world.
Well, it's Joey.
Oh, no.
He's already been through enough.
That girl, like, she's something else. Guys out there, don't date a Tanya. Beware.
Add that one to the list. Hey, thank you so much. Howdy. What do you think?
I think that two things can be true. Can he have been in the mosh pit? No.
Right.
Can she be an uncaring clown? Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this. If you were in that situation, would you react same way as Joey? Would you want a little bit of sympathy? Hey, I don't know what's wrong with my wrist. I think I might have broken it. Wouldn't you want someone to just at least acknowledge your pain?
Well, who wouldn't? Mm. But then she goes on and she like starts like mocking him like, and then he gets on here and then she starts like blasting him again.
He started coming up with something on the fly.
And we
weren't there, so we don't know if maybe she was just giving him a playful little ribbing when he injured himself in a funny mosh pit in a funny situation.
Oh, kind of like a cute little banter, like maybe, a little back and forth.
But it didn't land for him. But like you're saying, two things can be true at the same time.
Well, true.
Maybe She shouldn't have done it, but maybe she wasn't doing it in a mean, spiteful way.
And also, maybe don't get into mosh pits once you pass the age of like 12. Or by 8 to 12, what am I talking about?
You always are going to get injured in a mosh pit.
Mosh pit's a horrible idea.
Serious?
Hey, thank you.
You ever moshed, man?
Howdy, what do you have for us today?
Okay, personally, if I'm being quite honest, I did miss just a tad bit of the beginning, but I kind of got the drift of everything.
Yeah.
I personally think like she's being way too harsh, in my opinion. Mm. I mean, I think she's thinking like, oh, great, this man just wants me to mommy him. And I can see where she kind of foreshadowed like, oh, I can only imagine when he's sick. But I think, honestly, as a girlfriend myself, or just a regular person, would just be like, hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need me?
Yeah.
To take you, like, do we need to go see a doctor? I just, like, a regular person who's not so harsh and I think just kind of cares. Mm-hmm. Like, granted, like, even if it's not your scene and you think it's really, like, immature, a four-man mosh pit, granted, I mean, it's not a lot, but I mean, that hurt me.
How do you even mosh with like, two people and four people?
How did you do this?
Right. Like, and I laughed. I was like, because it sounded intense. Like, oh, you broke your arm and then, like, you sprained it. Did you tell her you broke your arm? And maybe she's mad about that. But I missed a tad bit in the beginning. But I think in general, a normal person would have still empathized.
Yes.
Hey, are you okay? Like, do we need to take you somewhere? I don't think she really had to do him like that and be so harsh and like, yeah, oh my God, get over it.
I agree
and it's
with
just
you.
Like,
yes.
Empathy, it shines light on her character, I feel.
I believe it shines a light on her character. I absolutely believe that.
Follow me on this.
The first thing I said to myself was like, oh my God, I honestly would not want to hurt myself around you, whether it's in a four-man mosh pit, a two-man, or just simply by myself. I don't want to hurt myself around you.
I just need you to hear
I'll
me
I'll take
out.
Myself to the doctor.
So he falls.
Yes.
He falls.
Right.
Has a minor sprain.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately jumps to, I broke my dang arm.
I thought he
Perhaps,
did.
Perhaps, y'all, Joey's a little prone to overreaction.
Oh, wow.
Maybe she had already ascertained this on the date.
Wow.
And so she was giving him a little bit of a rough time.
Yeah.
But it wasn't mean until she realized he did not want to see her again. And then it got mean.
I mean, that's certainly perspective.
I think at that point she's coming with, you know, the frustration's like, wow. Like, you don't want to see me again.
Some
and
of those people, like, you get a cut.
My wrath.
You get a cut, and all of a sudden you're dying of blood loss. You know, I think that might be Joey, and I think we need to take that into account.
Yeah. Right. That's what I was thinking, too, taking that into consideration. Yes. Like, yeah, he did over-exaggerate his injury. I would be mad, too. Like, you know what? You made it seem like you really hurt yourself.
I did not need to be rushed
but
to the
But I could
ER.
See both ways.
All right.
Hey, yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
100.3 at the Bull. We're Frito and Katie.
No, simp. None. I think he deserved a little bit.
I just want to look at it from all angles.
No. I respect your perspective. Howdy. What do you have for us today?
I'm with Tanya.
You're with Tanya.
My husband is a big baby. And sometimes I feel like he can overreact. Yeah. And he put himself in that situation. So for me, I probably wouldn't care either.
Wow. Okay.
So tell me this, because you're used to this.
Yeah.
When it happens, do you check on him and make sure it's nothing, and then when he continues to kind of whine about it, then you start cracking some jokes, or like how does this go down?
So if he gets hurt, he's training for something right now. So actually the other day he fell and he scraped his knee, and at first I was like, you're fine, just get up, clean it up,
right,
but then it ended something a lot more serious. He needed like x-rays.
Okay.
So then that's when I went ahead, okay, well, let's go check it out. Let's make sure, like, he was having some pain. But before that, it was like, just get up, shake it off, you know, like.
So your initial reaction is, again, hey, it's okay until it's not okay. And again, maybe that was the same way. Why do y'all treat us like we are toddlers? Okay. Why? It's the same thing. You're fine. You banged your head against the wall. So what?
Because you are babies. Fell. If you don't show it on your face, if you don't register, then maybe the man won't register. You know, just like, just if there's a bone sticking out, though, the jig is up, and I guess you got to take him to the hospital.
Amazing. Amazing. Hey, thank you so much for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
I think the boys need to put the big panties back on.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm sorry. I mean, this is just, like, so funny. I mean, like, it's like,
you're acting like you're
he
acting
should
like
have been there.
He should not have been there. So what? I mean, people have accidents. He had an accident. Yeah, it was dumb. Yeah, it was stupid.
A very minor accident. A very minor accident.
Come on, he needs to be a big man.
Oh.
Nowadays, these mothers raising these boys, men, it's too much.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Maybe. Well, but that's how we are now. What's he supposed to do? Change? What's he supposed to do? Pretend like he didn't injure himself?
Rub some dirt on it.
Dirt on it. I'm fine.
Oh,
I'm
come
fine.
On. Go get some ice and put it on your arm. That's what you gotta do.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
No worries.
Rito, Katie, the Bull. Remember, Texans tickets coming up against the Titans later on this hour. Thank you for being here today. What's coming up in trending?
We're sick. We're tired. And apparently we're unsubscribing.
Are we?
America has reached its breaking point.
Really?
We'll get into it next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Turns out subscription fatigue is real.
It's absolutely real.
And Americans are sick of being nickel and dimed.
Yes! Yes!
So if you have felt that, like Frito clearly has for some time.
It is.
No, you're not alone.
Don't ever make the mistake of going back over your bank statement and trying to find every subscription you have and every single amount that you pay for everything every single month's insane.
We'll get into some of that, but just know Americans are cutting back on services because of increasing prices.
Mm.
Now, before we dive all in, want to talk about the world's longest flight.
What? Okay, so what
so
flight is
this? This is a new one. It takes off in December. China Eastern Airlines will run a twice weekly route starting December 4th from Shanghai to Buenos Aires that clocks in at a jaw-dropping 29 hours.
Oh, that sounds
over
like hell.
12,000 miles.
That sounds absolutely miserable.
And covers nearly half the planet's circumference.
I mean, at least you only have to get on one time and get off one time.
That's it, because
they
will have a two-hour stop in Auckland.
Right.
But you're not getting off?
No, you're
that's worse. It's worse to see the ground and not be able to touch it. To remain trapped.
You know what? You have a really good
in
point.
Your tin
that,
can.
That is a complicating factor, and I don't like it.
It's pretty expensive. Economy tickets, about $1,500 to $2,200. Business class costing closer to $5,000, and they don't even list the first class.
Don't even get at me with that economy class on that flight.
I don't know how you would.
You
have to go back to having normally spaced rows.
I got to have a pod, first off. I can't have a window because, again, I don't want to see that ground situation
exactly,
happen.
Exactly.
And I got to be...
Put no windows
I got to be drugged.
There are no windows.
No windows.
No doors.
Ambient noise and drug me. And you might
just
have a chance to get me on
the plane.
Yeah, just let everyone pass out and then we all wake up.
Wake me up when we land.
Awful. Jeez.
So the longest direct flight still goes to Singapore Airlines. They've got an 18-plus hour Singapore to JFK flight. And Qantas has plans for direct flights from Australia to New York City slated for 2026. This one will be the longest total flight time. Though, again, they do have that two-hour layover.
Mm.
Also, Fat Bear Week kicks off today.
It's Fat Bear Week!
The fluffiest showdown of the year.
Yes!
For those uninitiated, starting today... Fans worldwide can vote daily on which brown bear in southern Alaska's national park reigns supreme.
This is...
Over a million votes were cast last year. It's like March Madness-style bracketing.
Yeah.
And then it's got, you know, maybe the vets you love, like Grazer and Chunk, and then some promising new contenders up there. And
if you need something for your mental health this week, we're putting you on game.
It's very cute.
Fat Bear Week is where it's at.
The bears bulk up on sockeye salmon and berries to prepare for hibernation and...
They get atrociously fat.
There was an abundant salmon run this year, which means there are some very impressive baselines.
They are little blueberries walking around with teeth and claws. It's the best thing ever. Literally the best thing
ever. I think they have a live stream to
that,
like on explore.org, where you can like see them feasting.
But, yes, exactly.
Fat Bear Week. Check it out. And especially if you think you are one of those people that pay way too much for subscriptions.
All right, what do we got?
So the average U.S. household cut subscriptions. So you had about 4.1 subscriptions in 2024. Now it's down to 2.8 this year.
Wow.
It's a drop of 32% in just a year.
So I'm the weird one here.
Household spending fell from $40.39 to $37 a month. That's a decrease of just 8.4%, but they expect that to continue.
Yeah.
To decrease.
Right.
They're saying it's expensive. Life in general, it's the high cost of living, the number one reason we're canceling, plus prices rising too much for these subscriptions. So basically, we're at this precipice where if it goes up anymore, it sounds like a majority of users will just cancel.
Well, because now you look at the bill and it's shocking. Again, it's like one thing when it's $5.99. When it's like $40 a month, you're like, wait, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing here? Like, surely there's another way for me to get my entertainment that is cheaper. That, as it turns out, there is. You could just watch TV.
Right.
Just listen to the radio.
And you're paying for a lot of convenience. But then sometimes they make your subscriptions less convenient. And I don't mean just the price.
No.
Sometimes they add ads and things that you never would have bought that in the first place.
It has gone so far too far.
And the crackdown on password sharing, you know, that's not helped. And that hasn't led these companies to get the numbers they've hoped for.
If I'm paying you what I'm paying you, I deserve to be able to watch from another IP address. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, you're not going to convince me otherwise. I get that you have to make number go up every quarter or else everyone gets fired.
Because now you're not getting your own accounts. They're just illegally
using these services. I swear, man. This is good. This is the direction we need to be heading. I could not be happier about this.
And that's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
All right, Hannah, let's do it. Lots to live up to this particular week, but we believe in you. You got to get all 10 of these correct. You have 60 seconds to do it. All you need to do is answer them all correctly. Remember, you can pass on any of the questions. We'll come around to your passes at the end if we have time. You just can't change answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, and I'm ready.
Yeah, she's ready. Is Katie ready?
I'm ready. What is the main human defense against viruses?
Washing your hands.
12 divided by 3 times 4 equals what?
12 divided by 3 times 4 is 16.
Initially airing as a television show in 1976, how many angels are typically represented by Charlie's Angels?
3.
What continent covers all 4 hemispheres of the Earth?
Path.
Who was the American convicted of running the largest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history?
Bernie Madoff.
What amendment of the Constitution includes freedom of speech, religion, and the press?
The First Amendment.
In the U.K., a bachelorette party is called a what?
Whoa. Pass.
How often is annually?
A year, every year.
What famous cereal mascot's first and middle name are Horatio Magellan and sports a Napoleon-style hat?
The guy from the rum, the rum guy. I don't know, Captain Jack, someone. I don't know. I just drink it. I don't know.
How did she do? She did great. Let's go over.
Okay.
Some of these here. So, washing your hands, great. Immune system also would have worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of a silly worded question, so I wouldn't count that against
you.
Yeah.
Okay.
What continent covers all 4 hemispheres of the Earth?
Antarctica. Is that correct?
Africa.
Or no? Africa does.
Africa.
Wow. Nice Africa.
One. Who knows that? Okay. Nice one. Fine.
Okay.
Fine. In the UK, a bachelorette party is called a what?
I'm lost on this.
Hens one. Night.
Hit.
They call them hens.
Oh.
Because they're all squawking. I'm just kidding.
That's amazing.
And then, what famous cereal mascot's first and middle name are Horatio Magellan?
He is amazing.
Cereal.
He is a man of the sea.
And sports a Napoleon-style hat.
That is.
His ship is also called the Guppy.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. I thought it was rum. I have different breakfast sometimes.
You were thinking.
Not what you put in the cereal.
leave him there. Hey, please sign up again. We'd love to have you back. TheBullHouston.com/. Fredo and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Good morning. And yes, we still have tickets to the Houston Texans versus the team formerly known as the Tennessee Titans. Whatever. But we are trying to send you with the Wheel. This is some Australia stuff right here.
And rocking chair. All right, Keith Urban, calm down. That's next hour.
Let's get to business. Wheel of Texans, 713-881-5500. This has been well established. You're going to call, and then we are going to spin the wheel for you three different times. Each time it is going to land on a different category, and you will get a question from that category. That question will be multiple choice to make this somewhat easier. And if you get two out of three, boom. Texans tickets versus the Titans at NRG Stadium. So, time to play. Call us, 713-881-5500. Talk to you coming up next.
Fredo and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, where we are always Texan proud.
It doesn't matter if it's 3-0 or 0-3. The game is the same. That's the deal of Texans.
And Texans are Texans.
That's right.
So we're going to test your love for this great state and everything in it.
With the wheel to the phones go, Fredo and Katie. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Chris. Good morning.
Chris, good morning. Are you ready to spin the wheel of Texas today?
I'm ready to give it a go.
Let's give it a spin.
Remember, you got three spins, three questions. Just have to get two of them.
Who's on parade?
Texans trivia, Chris. Texans trivia. Who was the very first coach for the Houston Texans? Was it A?
Kubiak? Oh, sorry.
I'm going to give you some options, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to give you some options.
Wait for the options, my friend.
I like the enthusiasm, but was it A, Bill O'Brien, B, Gary Kubiak, or C, Dom Capers?
Kubiak.
Chris, Dom started before Gary.
No, really.
That's okay, that's okay.
He did 2002 to 2005 before he was fired for Gary.
Yeah, now, that's you only have to get two out of three, so that was your one to miss. Next spin of the wheel, next category this morning.
Name that neighbor.
Famous Texans, Chris. That's what this category is all about. We're going to play you a clip, and you are going to tell us who that man is. Remember, there are multiple choice coming.
Jonas, son of a...
Who is that, honey?
Jonas Miller. He's a night crawler. We all start out in the same lab, and Jonas went out and got himself some corporate sponsors. He's in it for the money, not the science.
I know. Number one, that's one of my favorite quotes from this gentleman. But I could go on for about 20 years on quotable things. Anyway, continue.
Is that A, Dennis Quaid, B, Bill Paxton, or C, Tommy Lee Jones?
Let's go with Dennis Quaid.
I'm so sorry, Chris.
Right, thank you.
Better luck next time, man. Fredo and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jasmine.
Jasmine, the wheel's spinning.
Right down to business.
Who's on parade?
Jasmine, this is Houston Texans trivia. And your question, who was the very first coach? So for the Houston Texans, who was the first coach? Was it A, Bill O'Brien, B, Gary Kubiak, or C, Dom Capers?
Let's go with B.
Kubiak. I know we all got Kubiak stuck in our head, but that's
Gary Kubiak.
For one.
He was the longest.
Yes. But not the first.
The first for something, but not the very first.
Name that neighbor.
Famous Texans. We're going to play you a clip. You just ID who the gentleman is. Now, remember, multiple choices coming. So wait.
Jonas, son of a...
Who is that, honey?
Jonas Miller, he's a night crawler. We all start out in the same lab, and Jonas went out and got himself some corporate sponsors. He's in it for the money, not the science.
Damn right he was. He paid for that.
Jasmine, is that A, Dennis Quaid, B, Bill Paxton, or C, Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Really?
Oh, no.
Not Tommy Lee Jones. No. better luck
that
next
leaves,
time.
Of course, Bill Paxton.
Just
maybe rest in peace.
Just for future knowledge. Frito, Katie. Good morning. Who's this?
Kirby.
Kirby. Away we go, my friend.
A tricky round today in the Wheel of Texans.
Bulls on Parade.
Okay, Kirby, who was the very first coach for the Houston Texans? Was it A, Bill O'Brien, B, Gary Kubiak, or C, Dom Capers?
Dom Capers.
Got it.
One for one.
Correct.
Let's see if we can get the win.
Just one more, one more.
Name that neighbor.
Famous Texans. You're going to ID this famous Texan.
Jonas, son of a...
Who is that, honey?
Jonas Miller. He's a night crawler. We all start out in the same lab, and Jonas went out and got himself some corporate sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
He's in it for the money, not the science.
Great. Is that A, Dennis Quaid, B, Bill Paxton, or C, Tommy Lee Jones?
Hey, Dennis Quaid.
Oh, no.
Are you for real?
Oh, no.
Did I use the wrong clip, man?
Game over, man. It's game over.
Or maybe this one.
Would you look at all those stars? I mean, you look up and you think God made all of that.
For Tombstone.
You still remember to make a little speck like me.
Okay, Kirby, you're still in the game.
I'm glad I'm here.
On to our last spin, our last question.
Big Ass Brand.
What famous jewelry company was founded in Kerrville in 1954 when a former
World War II
bomber... Go ahead.
Kerrville, Texas is the home of James Avery.
Yes, it is.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Wow. Didn't even need the multiple choice.
Well, but I did have some interesting factoids in there. Your options were James Avery Zales.
Zales?
Which did start in Texas also, Wichita Falls, 1924.
What? Really?
Yep, that's where they kind of started the whole idea of credit, a penny down and a dollar a week in an effort to make jewelry more accessible.
I had no idea that was a Texas company. Yep. I genuinely didn't. That's new.
Your other option was Johnny Dang and
Co. I have a funny story.
Go ahead.
My wife had James Avery jewelry for repair, and it was at their headquarters in Kerrville during the floods. So that's why I knew that right away.
Wow. Holy yeah, I mean, 90% of it is still designed in the Hill Country.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Absolutely
cool. And James Avery, he was a World War II veteran who served in the Air Corps as a bomber pilot.
Unbelievable.
He went on a bunch of missions, like 44 missions over Germany, and then came back and was like...
He flew 44 missions.
Sure did. I'm going to make jewelry in my mother-in-law's garage.
That is okay. Well, dude, let's send you to the Texans. I would say you've earned those tickets. Hang on the line, okay? Don't go anywhere. Thank you for being here today. Let's all get in the mood for a nice get-together. Nice walkabout, you might say. Is that right? Is that what it calls a walkabout?
Walkabout.
Out with Keith Urban. To the phones we go. Frito and Katie, please don't think that you're actually going to go on a walkabout with Keith Urban. I just want to make sure that is clear. That is a totally different thing. This is a Keith Urban concert, which you are going to because you're caller number 10.
Woo!
I am? Really?
I wasn't sure
if it was time to call or not because... Yo, just we're talking about it, and you're like, it's not time yet. And then I was like, okay, here, one Keith Urban. I'm like, let me listen and see if it's going to be two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
as soon
yeah,
as
yeah.
That second well, we try to
warn you a little bit to kind of say like, hey, Keith Urban people.
Yeah.
You know, stick around because you're waiting for those two songs, and when they happen, you're going to want to dial. You're not going to want to go to a bathroom break or something like that. And just whoopsies. So, yes, you are taken care of. You're in. You are going to Keith Urban. Let's all celebrate.
And remember, you're also now entered for that grand prize. It's a whole package where you could win tickets to the pit. You could get club access. You could get some merch money, $250. You know, that's nothing to sneeze at. Plus a parking pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll help you out, right? See? Good
Keep
stuff.
You in good spirits.
What's your name?
Hannah,
congratulations. Hang on the line. We'll get you these tickets.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Okay, so let's start with this story in Spain. A gentleman goes and gets a sandwich, discovers they have no mayonnaise packets, becomes enraged, proceeds to go to the gas station down the street, get a little tank of gasoline, and come back and set the counter on fire.
What? Over mayonnaise.
My husband's gone to Spain a few times for work, and they're very serious about their ham sandwiches.
Oh, Lord. No, they are. That is a thing. That is a thing over there. I didn't know the mayo was like the prime, a prime. I thought, but hey, whatever.
I think
dude.
If it was prime, it would have come on the sandwich.
Yeah.
It's neither here nor there.
Wow.
So the blaze caused extensive damage to the little cafe. Mm. Estimated between 8 and 11,000. No one was seriously injured. There were videos of, I mean, there are families in there, man. So there are like videos of kids fleeing.
Yeah, for real.
So the owner of the establishment said everybody was, you know, very upset and very scared by this because who would have seen that coming? And the unusual incident drew the attention of Hellmann's Spain.
No.
Hellmann's, of course, the mayonnaise brand. So they reached out and said that they were going to cover all the repair costs. They said, let us take care of the repairs. Oh, and also, we'll make sure your sandwiches never run out of mayonnaise again.
Yes. Excellent work, boys. Excellent work.
And in crazier news, a teenager is in custody after apparently pulling off a very sophisticated cyber attack on the Vegas Strip.
So this what?
This was back in 2023.
What on earth?
Yep, it was attributed to an organized threat group that goes by names including Scattered Spider and Octo Tempest. But the teen is said to have used LinkedIn to impersonate an MGM Grand employee who then called the company's IT department and requested a password reset, thus gaining access to MGM's internal systems. And from there... the floodgates were opened. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police said the incident cost multiple casino properties hundreds of millions of dollars and gave hackers access to various internal systems.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean,
now
it sounds like an Ocean's 11
move.
Now
this teenager's going to end up being charged
as an adult. Well, oh my goodness. Like, why don't y'all just hire him? Like, wouldn't that be easier? Just hire him? Like, he hacked into the entire Vegas Strip. Don't you think there might be a better use for
head
this kid?
Head of security.
Than rotting in jail. Like, yeah, exactly. Just, like, put him right to the top of the pile. Make sure that'll never happen again.
I mean, that's what I would do.
Get out of here.
No one's going to test your system better than that guy.
Teenager. Just teenager sitting in his room. Yeah. Blew up the whole strip. That is absolutely terrifying.
So parents, make sure you're keeping tabs on your children's online behavior.
Maybe enroll them in soccer instead of, like, the tech thing. It's better for all of humanity. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.